Everyone understands a brush with one's own mortality can be a life-changing experience. The degree to which it can change a life and the intensity of that change is the province of our next guest. Diane Corcoran is a nurse, an educator, a PhD, a retired U.S. Army colonel, and the president of the International Association for Near-Death Studies. She joins us now. Diane, welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Now, your organization refers to this as an NDE, but I understand that is a controversial term. Tell me about the term. How do you define it?
Well, I don't think it's controversial. It just might be that it's not exactly accurate now. When Raymond Moody coined the phrase near-death experience in the mid-70s, he did it because he had been using heart patients, and that's what he was used to. But we describe it as a profound psychological event that has a pattern of certain characteristics, and people might have one or seven or all 15, but not necessarily be near death.
All right, well, let's talk about your operation here. What does IANDS do for both those who have had NDEs or PPEs as well as their families?
Well, IANS is an organization that's there. We really are there to provide group support. We have groups all over the country, and individual support, and as the main place to get accurate and professional information. People come to groups around the country to learn about their experience, to understand the ramifications for it, and we do quite a bit of that kind of support over the phone or through email as well.
Well, that brings us to sort of the core area here. What is learnable from the study of such experiences?
Well, many things certainly are learnable. I think the number one thing that we hear from most people is after they've had an NDE, they are really not afraid of dying. They've sort of felt like they've been there and they've come back and not an issue for them. We certainly unlock lots of the mysteries of consciousness. In this day and age, there's a great deal of research out there on consciousness, and NDEs is a central figure to that research. It's also very helpful for people who go on to have certain after effects, and it's a meaningful impact and a significant change in their life after this experience, and this includes children as well.
Now, I get the impression, and I wonder if you could support me on this, that there is a certain degree of commonality among people who have this kind of an experience.
That's correct. We have about 15 or so characteristics. You might have one, you might have 10, and they're the same pretty much around the universe. And they might be the sense of having an out-of-body experience where you might be looking at your body from someplace above, a sense of relief from pain at the point that that takes place. There are about 15, rapid movement through darkness. Some people will call this the tunnel, an indescribable light, loving light, understanding a purpose, a flood of knowledge about things that they didn't know before. And many of these things they bring back, both knowledge and sometimes skills that they didn't have previously.
Well, Diane, it's a fascinating subject. Thank you very much for joining us here and telling us about your work in it.
You're very welcome. I hope we can help many people who are out there.
Diane Corcoran is president of the International Association for Near-Death Studies. We reached her by phone in Durham, North Carolina, and they are on the web at www.iands.org.